Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Alan Eaney is our guest, folks. Alan is with the Boston Consulting Group. He's the co-author of Thinking in New Boxes, and we're talking about the five essential steps to spark that next big idea in your company. In the previous segment, we talked about doubt. Doubt is a very important best practice, getting your group together, getting your team together, and ask what if, and ask all the what if questions, and turn everything upside down. There's no bad questions, no stupid questions. And then also probe those ideas. We talked about that in the last segment. Alan, thanks again for hanging out with us. You got three more of these big topics that you and your co-author completely reveal in great detail in the book. The third one is diverge. What does that mean?
Yes, thanks, Jim, for having me again. Enjoying the conversation. And I think that, you know, once you have set the stage by doubting, by identifying and challenging some of your existing mental models, and then once you've explored the world in front of you with fresh lenses, then, as you say, then you're ready to jump into this divergence phase. And that's where, you know, really Linus Pauling, a double Nobel Prize winner, said the best way to have a good idea is to have a lot of ideas. Because, you know, whatever the criteria you set in advance, and you do have to set them in advance, by the way, most people skip that. If you're looking for ideas to help with cost or revenues, or, you know, your criteria are about feasibility or time to implementation, whatever your criteria are, the best way to exceed the hurdle that you've set is to have a huge quantity of ideas. So this is where you just get a lot of them on the table. And then when you're done with that, once you have literally wallpapered the room with flip charts or post-its or however you do this electronically, whatever you want, then you can go into the fourth step, that of convergence. And this is where you can actually select and prioritize and operationalize those ideas.
So I want to stop for a second here, Alan, because before you get to convergence, and I wanted to set this up a little bit because I love the idea of having lots of ideas. I love the idea. I talk to my audience all the time about making lots of decisions. That kind of an approach to things is healthy. But you and I both know one of the challenges some people have is focus. And they have too many ideas, or at least the ideas that they have, they can't seem to land on one of them. That's when you say converge, you're saying diverge to get a lot of ideas. And then converge, is that what you mean by converge, to get focused on the ones that are the most the highest percentage for your company?
Yeah, I think that's right, Jim. I mean, at the end of the day, divergence and convergence are two very, very different types of thinking, right? You know, anybody who's been in a creative session knows that it's really frustrating when some of the people in the room are in divergence mode, just getting a lot of ideas on the table, and some of the people are in convergence mode where they're just systematically shooting them down one by one, right? It's frustrating for both sides, actually. So recognizing that they're both important, divergence and convergence, but that they're different types of thinking and they need to happen separately. So you start with divergence where you get all these ideas on the table, and then you can go into the selection and prioritization of them, along the lines of the criteria that you had laid out before.
Mm-hmm. So, folks, this is the thing. If you're going to create all these ideas, before you wander off on this project with your people, you need to think about, okay, I don't want to look like a guy, I don't want to look like a leader who can encourage his people to come up with ideas, but isn't prepared to pull the trigger on the right one we come up with. You know, you've got to be able to make a final decision. And, you know, lawyers will tell you, Alan, never ask a question on a witness stand if you don't know the answer to that question. So you kind of have, if you're the owner, don't you have to be careful what you ask for. You have to make sure that if you ask for something that's really going to put you to the test, are you willing, can you take that test?
You know, I think that's right. Jim, you know, a lot of what you said makes good sense, and I'm sure that, you know, I'm no lawyer myself, but the idea of never asking a question on the witness stand that you don't know the answer to makes perfect sense. At the same time, in the creative process, you know, we talked earlier about how important it is to be willing to take risks and to set up a culture where you're allowed to take creative risks as long as you do so in a thoughtful way. And
right.
So with that, actually, I would claim that to be creative, you really do have to open yourself up sometimes to things where you might not know the exact answer.
That's exactly
the more reason to be well prepared when you have a brainstorm and to really know in advance what are the criteria for what success will look like, so that even if you don't know the specifics, at least what comes out of the brainstorm will be useful instead
right.
of what happens so often.
Well, and that's exactly the point I was making, I guess the thing is if you're stuck, if you're the owner and you're stuck in your tracks, and you're not going to be able to move out of those tracks, you know, this could make things uncomfortable. But and the last thing, Alan, is reevaluate relentlessly. Continue to keep looking at your stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly right. Remember that, you know, you have to pay attention to these weak signals. No good idea is good forever.
Right.
Whether it's the Model T Ford or anything else.
Alan, you got a website?
ThinkingInNewBoxes.com. Thanks,
all right,
Jim.
So check it out. The book is available wherever books are sold. It's a great book, folks, and I promise you, you'll benefit from it. Alan Eaney, come back again real soon. Got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay with me. It took me by
surprise. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.